Do you think the internationals watching us, Jared, think that Australian fans are behaving like galoots?
Not sure. Jim Currier joins us absolutely on time to field your question.
He's the man that interviews all these players.
Welcome to you, Jim. Thanks again for joining us this year.
It's great to be on the show. How's everyone doing?
We're going pretty well. Scoop's just broken a world exclusive. Kanye West is evidently coming to Australia in March. So if you stick around, I'm sure I'll be able to get you a ticket.
No, that'll be sold out and I will have no access. But I do appreciate that you guys would have the access and I might ride your shoulders, but I will not be here at that time. Exciting news, though.
Yeah, it's big news.
On a good show.
It's a sports reporter getting a front page. The chest goes out a fair bit, as you would probably know, Jim. Tell me, Jim, you've played a lot of Davis Cup. You're a great fan and a great supporter of the Davis Cup, captain for memory of the US Davis Cup team and a great player. In that, you would have gone around the world and seen extraordinary scenes in Spain, in Brazil, in all manner of places, as we have. And the Kyrgios and Kokkinakis scenes, I think, with the exception of half a dozen or a dozen, have been very much like that. Scoop asked the question of me, but you're in a better position to answer it. How do people around the world view the antics that we've seen on the outside courts?
Well, I think it depends on who you ask. I think if you ask maybe some tennis sort of traditionalists, they may not like it, but they probably haven't been to that many Davis Cup matches in South America or you know, in some places where the crowds can get really aggressive and really into it. And from my eyes, I'm much more of a progressive tennis fan. I want us to be inclusive. I want us to have a little something for everybody. And Nick and Thanasi open up a door for a new tennis fan. And if you can't see it, you don't have your TV on or you're not in the stadium because it's loud, it is raucous, it seems like it's a heck of a lot of fun for the people in the stands, and the TV ratings aren't half bad either. They're really good, in fact.
Jim, on that, has the chance of a singles run deep into the second week, has it passed Nick Kyrgios at soon to be 27?
I don't think so. No, his talent's intact. He played well in this tournament against who did he play? Medvedev, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean that was a barn burner of a match. No, his current ranking against the top four players that are currently ranked top four is 10-5. He has 10 wins against 5 losses. No, it's there for him if he's healthy, if he's fit, if he's ready. And maybe this doubles will jumpstart him. Maybe not. But I'll tell you what, tennis is more fun when he's around. It's more interesting, and it gets a lot more attention. And that's ultimately a good thing for the rest of the sport.
What we've seen, though, is a couple of other players emerge around his age. And last night, Felix AA.
Auger Aliassime.
I love the way you say that, Scoop. That's why you're captain of the twos on Channel 9.
That's mean.
I don't think I've seen a better two sets play by anybody this year. He looks a phenomenal talent, unbelievably lost.
What is he, Jared, 21?
He's 21 years of age, and you look around at those around him. I mean, Medvedev's 25, Tsitsipas 23, Sinner's 20, Alcaraz is 18. There's his group coming through, but that guy's form last night was breathtaking.
Yeah, he's a tremendous athlete. He's worked awfully hard to improve some areas in his game. And it seems like the game is now intact. There were a couple of moments where he blinked and didn't quite deliver shots under pressure. And that's just the next level for him, is to be able to play that level he showed us in the first two sets for one more set. And he had Medvedev on the ropes, and he got unlucky. The roof closing and the temperature going down with air conditioning, I think that was real problematic for him and really good for Medvedev, unfortunately, for Felix.
Do we need to sort out the roof policy? Because I just can't see why we have to have such a disruption in play.
Yeah, it's tricky because they want the tournament to be played outdoors if at all possible, and we all know how unpredictable Melbourne weather is. But I also think we all do get frustrated when you see the radar and you know there's rain in the area and the roof isn't closed, and you wonder, why are we doing this to ourselves? And you know, ultimately the play only got stopped for about 7 minutes in that match, but the conditions changed a lot. And, you know, maybe Felix wouldn't have got off to such a good start if they had started indoors. It's hard to say. But look, I think it's a tricky job to get right, because you do want to play it outside if possible, but you don't want to miss a lot of time, because it's boring for the fans and it's bad for TV.
So just on FAA, we've got Rafa, Novak, Roger and Andy Murray, the big four over the last decade or two. Rafa, Novak and Roger still around. Rafa potentially could win this particular one, but cast your eye forward 3 years and give me the top three players in 3 years' time. And I've basically given you the menu: Tsitsipas, Medvedev, FAA, Yannick Sinner, Berrettini, Alcaraz, Zverev, Ruud, and Kyrgios. I mean, they're, with the exception of Kyrgios, who's nearly 27, they're all 25 and under. Alcaraz only 18. There's this unbelievable wave of men coming through.
No, there are, and I'll also give you one more. It's the son of the Australian Open champion from the late 90s, Peter Korda. His name is Sebastian Korda. He's about 6'5", and he's already ranked in the top 50. He's born and raised in America, so he plays under an American flag. He's really good and really smooth, too. But you look in there, and I say Alcaraz is for sure going to be a big part of our story going forward. So, too, Medvedev. I think Kyrgios is going to have to really work hard to get in that discussion, because you're going to have players like Tsitsipas and Zverev, who play well on all surfaces. But they're finally going to have some elbow room. These players have been, apart from the really young ones, they've been dealing with these all-time greats who've been suppressing them, and they're going to finally see some daylight now, with Federer unlikely to come back and play too much at this level. Nadal hopefully is going to be healthy enough to go, and Novak, no one knows what his status is going to be going forward. So it's a little opportunity knocks now.
Speaking of Jim Courier, live from Melbourne Park, Dylan Alcott has lost the first set in his match against Sam Schroeder, the Dutchman, 7-5 early in the second. Jared, not sure if you heard Jim throughout the week in the call on Channel 9 compared Ash Barty and Roger Federer, and said, you know, she might even have a better slice backhand than the great Fed. Ash was asked about that in her press conference.
It's very kind from Jim. I think everyone's shots are unique. I think obviously Roger has one of the most exceptional slice backhands in the game. Mine's a long way off that. Absolutely no stretch of the imagination. We're even on the same page at all. But I love to use my slice. I love to get creative with it, to use it offensively and defensively. And over my career, I've learnt that it is a weapon for me. I try and use it when I have to. Sometimes I try and use it when it's my choice and I can be really, really aggressive with it. But being able to use it with variety and have different options has been a massive part of my game.
Well, she might be on the same page now, Jim.
Well, look, her slice is incredible, and relative to the rest of the women's field, her slice, there's an even bigger separation between what she can do and her peer group and what Roger can do in his peer group. I think they're both brilliant. I wouldn't want to face either of them, let's put it that way. And like, one thing to look for tonight when she goes into combat at 7:30 in about an hour and 15 minutes from now against the American Madison Keys is how much does Madison Keys hit the ball into the slice? Because that's like suicide for a player. I wouldn't be surprised if Madison Keys tries to hit more shots to Ash's forehand, which is a bigger weapon but is also a higher bouncing ball, which makes it easier to attack if you're the tall American.
So Madison Keys has spent a long time as one of the favourites to be the next Grand Slam winner. She hasn't done it, but it, just according to things I've read in the paper, she seems to have simplified her game a little bit. Do you give her a big chance or just a chance?
I would say that she's a chance. I think she's in a good headspace because she's kind of given up a little bit of some of the tension that was holding her down. She was just trying too hard effectively, and now she's just playing a little bit like Ash does, a little bit more point for point mentality, and that's working out for her. The issue for Madison Keys is that when she's played in some big matches before, and she's been in this is her fourth major semifinal, and she's been a finalist at the U.S. Open, she can get a little nervous and she can overhit and make a lot of errors. And that's the way that Ash has been beating these big hitting players in the recent rounds, is by giving them low shots with a slice and watching them miss. So we'll see. If Madison Keys is in control of her game, she can pose a big threat. She has the firepower. If she's at all off of her game, this will be a win for Ash.
Jim, we've got Chris Cleary from the New York Times coming up later in the show. Now, his favourite thing about coming to Melbourne is he gets to go to Donovan's at the end of the 2 weeks in St Kilda. Have you got a favourite thing to do here? Is it a restaurant? Is it a golf course? What do you love about coming here?
Well, I always go to my favorite coffee shop in the morning here, Fair Trader, which I love the people who work there, the baristas and all the staff. They're so warm, and it feels like home for me. And this year I haven't been able to get over to I have a favorite French steakhouse over in South Yarra called Francois, and I have not been able to get over there this year. Just we're a little bit cooped up because of COVID, so I'm missing that. But I I love to be out walking around and just being a part of the environment here. And walking from the CBD where I stay to Melbourne Park every day is just a joy. So I haven't gotten to everything, but I love it. And by the way, Chris Clary is the best tennis writer in the world, and that one is not even close. He's the Ash Barty of tennis writers.
Mm. He's a great cafe, Jared Fairtrader, just on Exhibition Street there if anyone's looking.
Yeah.
Jim, great to have you on. We love it every year, and good luck for the rest of the coverage.
Great talking to you guys. Have a great rest of the show.